Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and Sonic sidekick, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is a podcast that can be played however you like. You can battle it out against friends or go it alone. Our 3 rounds today will be Aussie Hits, Party Poppers, and Who's Talking. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn a bit about pop history and join in our other games. I love to see everyone who tunes in from all around the globe, and today's shout out goes to our players in Haarlem, Netherlands. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to think through a question just that little bit more. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers right at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are travelling to the land down under. We have 5 questions for you about hit makers and hit songs from Australia. There is 1 point available for each correct answer. Let's get to it. Question 1. One of the biggest hits of 2018, Young Blood, was released by which Australian pop rock band? Question 2. Which Australian male duo released 90s hit singles like To the Moon and Back and I Knew I Loved You? Question 3. Cheap Thrills was a 2016 number one hit for which mysterious female singer from Australia? Question 4. Which 2020 hit song by The Kid LAROI became a TikTok hit and received a remix featuring Miley Cyrus? Question 5. Australian singer Rick Springfield laments that he can't find a woman like that on which 1981 hit song? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Party Poppers. You're about to receive 5 clues about hit songs, all of which mention the word party somewhere in the song title. There is 1 point available for each song title that you can correctly identify. Here are the clues. Question 6. Pink wanted to commence the celebrations on this 2001 smash hit from her album, Misunderstood. Question 7. This 2011 hit by LMFAO brought massive popularity to shuffling, a style of dancing. Question 8. American singer Leslie Gore was ready to cry if she wanted to on this 1963 hit song. Question 9. Miley Cyrus put her hands up on this patriotic 2009 hit single. Question 10. The Venga Bus was on its way in this 1998 hit song from the Eurodance act The Venga Boys. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who's Talking? You're about to hear interview snippets with some of music's biggest stars, and your job is to try and figure out who is talking. Listen carefully for things like accents or context clues that might put you on the right path. 1 point is available for each talking person that you can correctly identify. Question 11.
Another rumor we must dispel. Why do they always do this to me?
Go ahead.
Bianca's coming out. Anyway, do you know Bianca?
I don't.
She's my alter ego, actually. Did you see the Heartbreaker video? We fight. And she hates me. She's hosting my tour.
Oh, actually. Really?
So we don't know what's going to happen at all. A reporter was there interviewing me. We were in England, so that spiraled me into Bianca.
Question 12.
Yeah, he basically got sent it on a beat tape that was done by the 45 King, who's like this old hip-hop
producer. Remember that? 900 number.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, done most of the great old hip-hop tunes. And he did a beat tape for Eminem, you know, like, that's what happens when you're doing a new album, is lots of people send you beat tapes to write over sort of thing.
Ah, right, okay.
And he had happened to sample the first verse of Thank You, which was my song, off the TV, because it was promoting a film, Sliding Doors.
So
he didn't even know what it was, and he sampled it off the TV and just sort of looped it over and over and sent it to Eminem, and then Eminem wrote a track over it. So that's sort of...
Question 13.
Always a woman to me is, that's interesting, because a lot of times you see in reviews or articles it says only a woman. People make a slip all the time. That started out as the view from the 35th floor. She's always a woman to me. I was living in an apartment on the 35th floor in Manhattan, on the east side, and I'm looking at the window and I'm writing this melody. It's the view from the 35th floor, and I knew I wasn't going to keep that. That came around to be She's Always a Woman to Me.
Question 14.
Actually, you're going to hear a lot more country on my record that I'm making now. I don't know if it's because of Dukes of Hazzard and being back in the South and being around Willie Nelson. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really kind of put a little bit of twang in my next record.
Well, it was natural. I mean, you're a Texan.
Definitely so, I mean, I would natural. Think that...
Question 15.
Like, you know, I get to do a lot of things in the next few months, because I just dropped the album, and this is definitely like the most exciting thing. You know, I'm a big hockey fan, proud Canadian, so this is like the greatest honor in the world for me. So I mean, you know, I you have to be a Leafs fan. I'm definitely a huge Leafs fan, and always supporting my city, always supporting my team.
That is all of our rounds done. We are going to be right back after a little break to reveal all the answers. Welcome back. It's time to score, starting with our Aussie hits. Question 1. 5 Seconds of Summer. Youngblood went a staggering 13 times platinum in Australia and 6 times platinum in the USA. Question 2. Savage Garden released the hits To the Moon and Back and I Knew I Loved You. Question 3. Sia was behind the number one hit Cheap Thrills, which got a remix featuring Sean Paul. Question 4. Without You by The Kid LAROI. And question 5. Jessie's Girl by Rick Springfield. Continuing on to round 2, Party Poppers, you were trying to guess 5 popular songs, all of which had the word party somewhere in their title. And these are the ones that we were looking for. Question 6, Get the Party Started by Pink. Question 7, Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO. Question 8, It's My Party by Leslie Gore. Question 9, Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. And question 10, We Like to Party by the Venga Boys. For our final round today, you got to listen to some interview snippets with music stars. 1 point is available for each person that you can correctly identify. Question 11, you were hearing Mariah Carey discussing her alter ego Bianca, who has appeared in several music videos and sketches. Question 12, Dido discussing her collaboration Stan with Eminem and how it came to be in 2000. Question 13, that was Billy Joel describing how he wrote his hit song, She's Always a Woman. Question 14, that was Jessica Simpson discussing her film, The Dukes of Hazzard, and pursuing country music. And question 15, that was Drake talking about his excitement in meeting his favourite hockey stars. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, leave a comment or vote in the episode poll right now. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where we play extra games like Smash or Trash and Emoji Song Quiz. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review wherever you are listening from right now. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.